Well, good morning, beloved, and thank you again for joining with me as we just gather together in the arms of Jesus and we begin our day reading God's Word. Today we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. And in the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, he emphasizes the need for believers to remain steadfast in their faith, despite trouble and suffering, to work for a living, as did Paul and his companions, and to persevere in doing good. In today's reading, Paul greets the Thessalonians and expresses thanks that their faith is growing along with their love one for another. He writes of God's judgment on those who reject God and the good news about Jesus. And again, God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the people in the church at Thessalonica who belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Our friends, we must thank God at all times for you. It is right for us to do so because your faith is growing so much and the love each of you has for the others is becoming greater. That is why we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God. We boast about the way you continue to endure and believe through all the persecutions and sufferings you are experiencing. All of this proves that God's judgment is just, and as a result, you will become worthy of his kingdom for which you are suffering. God will do what is right, and he will bring suffering on those who make you suffer. He will give relief to those to you who suffer and to us as well. He will do this when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven with his mighty angels, with a flaming fire, to punish those who reject God and who do not obey the good news about our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, separated from the presence of the Lord and from his glorious might, when he comes on that day to receive glory from all his people and honor from all who believe. You too will be among them because you have believed the message that we told you. That is why we always pray for you. We ask our God to make you worthy of the life that he has called you to live. May he fulfill by his power all you desire for goodness and complete your work of faith. In this way, the name of our Lord Jesus will receive glory from you and you from him by the grace of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today's key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, where Paul writes, "We ask our God to make you worthy of the life he has called you to live. May he fulfill by his power all your desire for goodness and complete your work of faith." You know, beloved, one of the problems that the New Testament church had to deal with was that, you know, the teaching of the soon return of Jesus. And I can imagine that, you know, even though the Bible doesn't come right out and say it, it's, you know, kind of talks about it in a roundabout fashion, that, you know, people were saying, well, Jesus is coming back, you know, very shortly. Well, why should we continue to work? Why should we plant our crops? Why should we tend our sheep? Why should we do these things? Why should we go to work for, you know, oh, so-and-so over here? Because Jesus is coming back. And the Apostle Paul has to encourage them and say, look, even when it was me working with you, with, you know, without any support, even I had a job. And of course, we know that that Paul was a tent maker, and he plied his trade to cover his expenses while he was sharing the good news with all of the people where he, you know, started churches throughout the Middle East and Europe. And so he is encouraging the believers of his day to do the same thing. Now, don't give up. Don't say Jesus is coming back, you know, tomorrow, therefore I don't need to work. May the Lord find us faithful in him, faithfully doing what he has called us to do when he comes back, And we just need to do our part. That way we remain a good testimony, within the, in our community. One of the problems that we have with some of the, denominations in India is that some of the pastors, you know, they're just known as busybodies. They have their salaries paid for, in some of these, Protestant churches. They don't have any apostolic, oversight. They just wander around from house to house, and it becomes really a bad reproach in the community. God wants us to be hard at work, earning our living, and at the same time, living out the glory of Jesus in our lives. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, I believe in the good news about the Lord Jesus. Fulfill my desire for goodness and continue to strengthen my faith day by day so that all I do and say is in accord with your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our day together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, where the Apostle Paul speaks of the wicked one who will deceive the people with falsehoods. Until then, may God's greatest blessings be yours.